This is the Mahikeng FM podcast.
Er bua jalo ka Dr. Leo. Doc, madume.
Madume, Mrs. K. And then to say Nick. Nakar bita say Nick, kikar bita master Nick, kikar bita everything except Mr. Nick.
No, kikar lo buka Doc.
King Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. O tarabulay sabot.
So osteoporosis, because it's World Osteoporosis Day, but it's a quick one. Osteoporosis is a condition, it's a metabolic bone disease. The bone density ya masapo ya fokotsega. So naturally, masapo a rona a builder a breaker down a builder every day on a daily basis. It's a normal thing, but as you get older and with certain circumstances, the process ya go breaker down is more active than process ya go builder up. O bo feletsa o nna le masapo nyana a swaka. That's why re bona gantsi batho ba batona ba ba godileng e le bone ba na le problem of tlhalogote o na a tlhapa ba wa bikinyana next thing o fracture le lesapo ka small minor nyana little bump nyana hela, but then masapo nyana thing are very fragile and brittle. So it usually happens mo ba thumba le gore ba godile. Obviously it also occurs mo ba thumba ba na le problem ya absorption ya calcium. So it's not necessarily batho ba godile nyalo. It can also be in batho ba le gore they young, but they're having a problem absorbing the calcium from their diet, or they're not intaking enough of that calcium from in their diet. So go botlhoka gore that's why ha re le bana go ntse go te he nwa mashi a gago, because you get that calcium. You need the calcium to be building up those bones. But as we get older, because of reduced intake, because of other issues, re feletsa le gore re develop yona osteoporosis.
Kutlwa o bua jalo thata ka ba le gore setse ba godile a ke ka mo ba le gore dingwa ga dikotla senyana o ka diagnose wa jalo ka yone.
But for a young lebona ba ka diagnose ka yone ka ke makile kere, it also goes ka absorption ya calcium. So for instance, if you have motho le gore a kile na le celiac disease or operation ya the GIT, it be affect the absorption ya gaga ba sa khone go absorb ba re keng calcium the way a tsontseng a absorb ka teng, then they can have those brittle bones. But when I link renal disease leone, it's a whole process, it's a whole cascade of things, but it affects the vitamin D as well, production and stuff. So motho a teng ba feleletsa a nna le those symptoms tsa yone the osteoporosis. Ha e diragala mo baneng ba bannyane re bitsa rickets normally, because rickets ke le ra itse gore rickets ke le bana ba ba na le problem ya vitamin D, ba tlala ba na le dikgobo ba le ba na le very brittle bones. That's rickets mo baneng mar mo bagolong, because now it happens a little bit later and then ba feleletsa bana
ebile re santse re le mo ntlheng ya bana doc. Go na le bontlha bongwe kgotsa dijo dingwe tse e leng goreng o tshwanetse ne o simolo o dijise ngwana ga setsa le dingwaga tse di ritseng, gore marapo ao a kopane sentle kgotsa mo dijong ga gona gore
Well, there's food that tshwanang le bo yone the dairy ya ke kumakile ka yone e leng gore e improve parking availability ya the calcium. To improve body vitamin D, re bua ka going outside sunlight. There's also certain foods e leng gore motho a ka dijetse na leng that vitamin D. Then the other issue ke absorption, because you can take it in, but if your body's not absorbing it, it's pointless. Your body's going to throw it, and discard it. So some foods like honwa bo tee, for instance, they actually prevents the absorption vitamin D and other things. So you should be careful. There's some certain foods that know how DJ they actually reduce the absorption of some of the important things from our diet. So but the interactions that or absorption of that, or it will enhance the absorption of that. So we always encourage where possible, obviously spend as much time as possible in the sun for the vitamin D. Try to get as much much of the food tse leng gore di a thusa bo di green leafy vegetables, I think there's different sources of calcium. So, and then of course also not just the intake but also Baba Hudile Nyano Moba Holong, there's also the hormone aspect as well. Baba Sitzen Batan into menopause, Bahona who develop a problem ya osteoporosis because estrogen ele ya protector. So the young ladies are still okay as long as the estrogen levels stubborn delish up, but as you get older, estrogen levels start to focus le risk ya horo develop osteoporosis ya go dimo. If Honale Mung Moli Siken Lena Anakila Nalo osteoporosis, it increases the risk. If you're living a sedentary life, because obviously the more active you are, the more that process you have to break it down on my subway and building it up happens, then the more the stronger your bones become, then at least that protects you. It's not going to take you're not going to develop osteoporosis sooner because you've already got nice strong bones because you've been active. So what tell about you to hell about the sedentary how the mamulita sentle how sentle and gaffa happy the hormone levels are impacted, the risk of developing osteoporosis is very high.
Gona le kgang ya gore ga kitse bonnete ba yone gore once you are diagnosed ka osteoporosis wa go nna fela jalo ga e fole.
Well, unfortunately, gore most of the time diagnosis o godile, it's very difficult gore o develop the or reverse the process ya teng. I think tla re ba bona batho ba nang osteoporosis ke ba leng gore bo menyana ba sekolwana mphela motho a teng mokwatla o dirile yana. But you know, they get smaller type of thing. So it's very difficult to reverse that process because as you get older, you're breaking down more than you're building up. How much? It's going to be difficult. But you can at least take these supplements or slow it down the process so that it doesn't happen as quickly.
Kuna la ko ngwe dok mara lo go thanya hela o se itse gore go iragalang a go normal like kids duty fela
okay ele mo di jointing
e buka motho gore re marapo ga batla krisinyana ma
a ke marapo gore ke di joints because marapo ona a ka setwane it should be mo di joints mo le gore maybe be gona le little bit of air trapped in the synovial fluid whatever
go go thwanya fa
ke ya ntse tsone I think tse re tla tsone ka re bole bo di physiotherapist ka yone. And also, by the way, ya diragala osteoporosis mo boreng ne because gantsi be rena gana re ke kganya bomehela le bore ya diragala, so le wena you also have to be careful to make sure that calcium enough and then you exercise so that you build strong bones. So yeah, my support that Tonya Nyone, I'll have to look into synovial fluid this time, bro.
Yeah, no, go back to my lohore. Udula limo to your lohore, ona leone, osteoporosis, okare, clockomelo in the ensign, Janya, no, him with
us. I make sure her nuns are born at trauma agency because remember, her masapa bona are very brittle and they can just break. Kermutatin can just be walking about tell Lela Bawella hearts, and next thing the hip is broke. And if they do have injuries, Oscar, do you like hello? Classy, do you like hello? Just go and have it checked out through an X-ray just to make sure you have a fracture more because any bone can be affected. And once you have a fracture, it's so difficult to heal. But I think for the longest time in the rehabilitation process, I think it's as a back. So rather be safe than to be sorry. And then, of course, intake, calcium. I love how much I think when I like other co mobilities, like for instance, you know, menopause, and maybe they can be taking hormonal supplements. I love how the banal other conditions, they know how to decrease absorption of the calcium, like for instance, how the moody steroids, you know, long term medication, they must make sure they increase the intake, body vitamin D, intake, body calcium, and things like that. And just take care of yourself, just take walks, hella, only active, so that doesn't. That vitamin D, we're not very like in South Africa because vitamin D has different sources, and one of them, how do you call it? There's a conversion process, a whole physiological thing that happens that starts from the skin and goes all the way into the kidneys and to the liver and stuff like that. That's how your vitamin D, one of the ways that it's formed. Obviously, there's also dijoto dijang, and then there's like even vegetables that need the vitamin D. So, yeah, as much sun as possible.
Okay, so
just to increase, this is now a different thing because cancer at some point because it's very important. This is a month awareness. At some point we have to talk about it. We have to talk about the risk factors, and obviously the more important one is breast cancer. So communicate next week, let's chat about that. And usually October, there's always X-ray department said in a little project or something, public awareness, where people can go to the department by getting the mammograms for free. So any woman over the age of 40 eligible must go and check with X-ray department. Can they get a mammogram? It's very important to do a mammogram. Make sure you have your breast checked regularly. You know, any signs of cancer. Sometimes you can have cancer. Maybe you feel that lump. Maybe you didn't feel a lump. Something. So make sure that you get yourself checked out and read this serious, because it's a serious problem.
Okay. because it's not related. So, Moretti, is it possible to catch fast after experiencing ectopic pregnancy?
When it comes to issues of fertility, there's no set formula. As long as there's an egg available and there's something available to fertilize it, then anything can happen at any time. The womb is appropriate, the environment is sharp, then anything can happen. So there's no formula. If they might be pregnant, then they do need to go to the clinic or they need to go to the hospital. Check out the urine specimen sample, but that urine sample. But ideally, check out the level of beta ACG, and then they can confirm for you whether you are pregnant or not. But it's not one of those things where you speculate, and it's important whether you suspect you are, or you check out as soon as possible so that you can start your supplementations and things like that. It's important.
Ready to
talk, Dr. Rolobuchila, re tshepa gore ya ka o ka ile mo bekeng etlang re tla amanyana on breast cancer.
Please, yes. And little sentle please.
Thank you, Lena, for the sentle talk.
Thank you. Ke ka mo khone re tsala ka gone puisano ya rona le Dr. Lee. I'm pregnant, Dr. Nike.
I receive it.
You've been listening to the Mahikeng FM podcast. If you missed it, no worries. Catch up with us on the same platform, Mahikeng FM podcast. Mahikeng FM, 96.7 MHz. Sikokelo, Saluaho.